This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
I believe we are live here. I'm Josh Arnold, and I'm going to answer some questions today. Just anything you might have on your mind, you can run by me. I'll do my best to be as frank and straightforward as I can. In the meantime, if you like, you can follow me on Facebook. This is on Facebook, right?
It's Facebook Live.
That Josh Arnold, or on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. So, there I am here. All right. I am getting bald, but that's another. I'll worry about that another time. Where do I see the questions coming in? Honestly, I don't smell her. There's no smell when I sit next to her. I think I have smelled her head once when I was like hugging her and it smelled like some sort of lady shampoo. The Bob and Tom Show is something that I've been a fan of since I was 15, listening to it in St. Louis. Oh, thanks.
Sure.
I would buy all the CDs and get when they would arrive. Just wear them out. And one of the main reasons I got into stand-up comedy is because I wanted to be a guest on the Bob and Tom Show. And so then when the opportunity came up to actually be a host on it, it was quite literally a dream come true, and I, of course, jumped at it. So one of the reasons I wanted to be a host, I've always loved radio, and the idea of just being stupid with friends for 4 hours as a career sounded pretty appealing to me, so. Oh, okay, so the question is, I'm guessing when you ask me the question, I have to repeat it so that people know what I'm answering?
No, they can hear me.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, the great Chris Spangle. You know what? It wasn't a conscious decision. One day I just bought some Dickies work shirts because I thought they looked all right. And then I realized that they fit. I really liked the way they fit. And then I just bought a bunch of them. And I just wear them all the time now, so. It wasn't like I'm going to be the guy who wears the same thing. I'm just comfortable. I'm just comfortable in them. I love them.
How many hamburgers can you stuff in that hamburger hole of yours?
Is that a legit question?
That's a legit question. Yeah. Michael wants to know.
Okay, Michael. It depends on what we're talking here. If we're talking, let's just go McDonald's cheeseburgers. In one sitting, I could comfortably eat three, I'm going to say. I bet I could eat like eight, but I would just be, my body would be upset with me. But I bet I could do eight.
Okay. Ross wants to know if you enjoy the wacky tobacco.
It's something I have done, and I'd say for the most part, I have enjoyed it when I've done it. I don't do it a lot because I'm on anxiety meds, and anxiety disorder and the wacky tobacco don't necessarily make the best bedfellows.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't being heard, but now I am. So you are hilarious, Derek says. How did you get in the business?
I started doing comedy actually when I was in kindergarten. The first time I ever did stand up on stage was in kindergarten at a school variety show, and I just always wanted to be a comedian. And then started seriously thinking about it in my early 20s, and I started hitting open mics in St. Louis, and then realized, you can make a living at this if you work hard enough. And so I put the work in, and that's how I started.
Kyle wants to know, who's your least favorite coworker?
Here's the thing, and people are going to say this is a cop-out, but everybody that I work with on the air and off the air, like, we all legitimately get along. So I will have an answer for you. I'll figure this out. But for the most part, it's not like I dislike anyone at all. I'm probably going to say, who would my least...
Bailey McComas.
Maybe it would have to be Bailey, only because he's the newest and I still don't trust him that much.
He's got that voice that sounds like Sid Gurney. Hey, everybody.
I can't fault him for that. He's, what are you going to do? You can't make fun of a guy because of the way he sounds. Not all of us can have such golden pipes.
You and Ace Cosby. Jeff wants to know, if we were to open your fridge and freezer right now, what would we find?
You would be surprised. You would probably find it would be a lot healthier than you might assume. In my fridge right now, I've got celery, ginger, almond milk, and those are things that I put in a shake that I like, this protein shake I make every morning. And then I've got Greek yogurt, these turkey sausage things for lunch and dinner, not like breakfast, but a Brita. Well, no, it's a zero water, I think.
Ooh.
Two six-packs of Yingling. And then, your standard ketchups, mustards, horseradish.
Now, what about the walk-in freezer?
Was that your joke?
Yes.
Very good, Chris.
Thank you. Cody wants to know, what is your Taco Bell order?
Mexican pizza, double-decker Taco Supreme. And every now and again, I'll throw in a Nachos Bel Grande if I'm feeling sassy.
Peggy wants to know, are you on the show permanently at this point?
I am, Peggy. Yes, thank you for asking. Some people are casual listeners. They're not everyday listeners. I am, yes.
Nick wants to know, Josh, have you ever dipped grilled cheese into nacho cheese sauce?
No, I haven't. It's rare that I... When I have grilled cheese, I have the opportunity to have nacho cheese at the same time. Like, where would you be where you would have a grilled cheese sandwich and nacho cheese sauce? But I'm not opposed to it. And if you're doing it, my God, more power to you.
Your apartment.
That's Chris doing his best Griswold impression.
This is kind of a variation on a very common question that's rolling through.
Okay.
When Tom pokes fun, is Tom a dick? Basically, when Tom pokes fun, how many times do you want to punch him in the face? Matt asks.
Man, there have only been, I can count on one hand the times that it's, I don't know that it's ever really bothered me, because it's usually in such a funny way. And the thing with Tom is, when he's making fun, if he's making fun of you, you know that he cares about you in some way. Like, that's his way of showing friendship and love. So I've always felt more part of the family when he treats me that way. There was one time I can remember. There is one time I can remember where he did upset me, and it was when I had first started, and I didn't quite know that this was something he says often, and he said it to me, and I was like, okay, I will sit here quietly. And then he actually apologized to me, because he knew that he had gotten a little too rough.
People don't realize he's actually a very sweet person.
So sweet. Yeah.
And this may lead into kind of the how you got onto the show, but did you have to try, Daniel asked, did you have to try out to get on the show, or did you just get asked?
I think I was trying out, but I didn't know it. Honestly, I think, you know, there was a period where quite a few people were guest hosting, and then I was being asked to guest host more and more frequently, and I think that was sort of an audition process, but I just wasn't aware of it. So when before I was asked, I had an inkling that they might ask me, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Nick wants to know, how would you go about getting ordained as a minister to be able to marry folks to random inanimate objects?
I believe he's asking me that because he knows how upsetting those stories are to me. Man, and I have not considered that. Actually, a pretty brilliant idea to where I could sell myself as this guy who will help you marry your inanimate objects or yourself or a ghost. And then during the ceremony, I could just totally ruin it. But you know what? It angers me, but those people do whatever you got to do to be happy, I guess, if you're not hurting anybody.
What was the maddest that you've ever been at one of these stories?
It was some lady who married herself, and the reason, and she did it, the thing that upset me the most was that she said something about the reason she was marrying herself was that so she could remain private and not, and it was like, no, you're publicizing this, you're making, there was some awful hypocrisy that went along with it that just really upset me.
John wants to know, what's your favorite liquor?
Tequila. I don't have a brand. I haven't found a specific brand yet. I've pretty much liked all of them. If anybody has specific tequila suggestions, you can send them to me, but that's my favorite liquor.
Casey wants to know, actually, let's not do that one. Steven Stankoff wants to know, if you were murdered, do you think you would really need more chalk?
No, I don't. But that's one of my favorite jokes that Thomas said.
Leslie wants to know, boxers or commando?
Boxers. Commando when I sleep.
So in your time here, Ashley wants to know, what was the craziest thing to happen in studio?
So far for me, maybe when I got waxed, the guy got the old Brazilian done. That was probably the craziest thing. Another moment that comes to mind is when we were just coming back from the commercial break, and I said something to the chick that angered him, and he threw a bottled water at me, and it hit my coffee and exploded all over the counter here. And I just remember like Tom looking at us like we were the bad kids in class, and he was gonna have to deal with us. So
Cole wants to know, who is your favorite comedian that you've had on the show?
Oh, my personal favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's gonna be tough to narrow it down. I can say, man, that's really hard. Really hard.
That's what she said.
Christopher. What, and I'm not mad because that was sexual in nature. I'm mad because it was hacky. You know who the most, I'll answer it this way, I guess. The person who I didn't know much about, who came in and just made me laugh, and then I went to see their show that night and haven't laughed that hard at a comedy show in so long, was Robert Kelly. That's been my comedian I was aware of but didn't know a lot of his material, and then when I saw it, was just so overjoyed with how great it was.
Patrick wants to know, have you tried to get with Christy, and did she let you down easy?
I have not. I actually respect Christy way too much to put her in that sort of precarious situation. But I think she would be very sweet about letting me down, yes.
Bobby wants to know, when are you going to do your own podcast?
Right now I don't have plans to. A few ideas have come to me about one that would be, it wouldn't be comedy related, and it wouldn't really have anything to do with the Bob and Tom show. But for right now, I'm just having fun on the show and just sort of focusing on, every morning as opposed to my own side project, because, I mean, it's amazing. Every day I come in here, I learn so much more about radio, about what makes good morning comedy and things like that. So I'm pretty much just focused on this for right now. But I appreciate the interest.
Gurinder asks, and I apologize if I mispronounce that, what is the fattest thing you've done this week?
This week? Oh, man. I had some... This will sound maybe tame, but I had some Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pretzels. They're pretzels covered in the Reese's Peanut Butter and Hershey's chocolate. And I looked at the serving size, and it said 6, and I had about 18 of them.
That's all. Okay. Well, this next question, the first part's mine, but other than calories, Tommy wants to know, do you collect anything?
No, not really. I have a lot of books. I have a lot of Blu-rays. And I do have some horror movie figurines, but it's not, I wouldn't consider it a collection.
Nate wants to know, what's your favorite bit on the show?
Oh, man. If we're talking about standalone bits, it would either be head shampoo. Let's see, head shampoo's up there. Shats is up there. John Wing's song, I Hope You Die. I think it's Bernie Lubbers or Barry. Oh man, maybe you can help me with that. It's the I'm Screwing Your Family song.
Right, yes.
Because Factory Air was, I think, the first CD I got from, I ordered from the Bob and Tom website back in the day. And I mean, I just wore that out, and those are on there. On recurring bits would probably be, well, Floyd is my favorite character that calls in. And recurring bits, either the Pope or Godzilla.
Of the ones that you've written, because you've written a lot of bits since you've been here, what one are you most proud of?
Probably, oh boy, maybe She It, just because it felt like just because it was like a fully produced thing. and it was, and I wrote it and then rewrote it and then rewrote it and then showed it to people. And then based on their feedback, rewrote it. And then we produced it and then we edited it. Like I was involved in every step. And so I learned a lot just for off that one bit. And I know people got tired of it, but, cause we played it a lot within a small amount of time. But, yeah, I think that's probably the one I'm most proud of so far.
Okay. And Ryan wants to know, how many of your comments on the show are off the cuff?
Oh, 98%. There are times when we do a news story and then we go to commercial break and I'll think of a joke. And then when we come back, we'll do the story again. And then I'll throw that joke out there. So those, I wouldn't necessarily consider off the cuff because for a moment there, they are premeditated. But I don't know any of the news stories when we come in the morning. And I could, because they are sent a lot of times. Certain news stories are sent overnight, and I can see them in the morning if I wanted to. I choose not to look at them so that I can riff, because I found that the more I would try to – it's weird. Like, these puns that Tom and I will go off on are a lot of fun. But if you've planned them and, like, took time to think about them, it's like, oh, wow, you really – like, that stupid pun you spent 5 minutes on or whatever. So for me, it's a lot more fun, and I think I'm better when I don't know what's coming. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, 98% is off the cuff.
Garen wants to know, how is your toilet seat working out?
Good, man, good. It's padded. The problem is still that it's too padded, so I can't keep the lid open on its own. Like it'll fall, so I have to hold it. But when I sit, it's real comfortable.
You need some Velcro.
I mean, yeah, I'm renting and I'm probably out of there in 6 months or whatever, so I'm not going to bother with it for
just
now.
Put the soft part of the Velcro on the seat, though. all right. Steven wants to know, do you fear the time when Tom asks you to get a prostate exam on air?
No. whatever. I mean, I've had similar exams, and yeah, they're a bummer, but it's not the worst thing.
Irish wants to know, what's your favorite music?
I listen to mostly hard rock. Breaking Benjamin is one of my favorite bands. In This Moment, Five Finger Death Punch, a lot of heavier stuff. Pink Floyd is my all-time favorite band.
Charlie, could you please remove or replace with one item in everyone's area before you leave today as a practical joke?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. Are you close to the cast off air? Jeff wants to know.
Yeah. We text fairly frequently, all of us. Sometimes it's in a group. Sometimes it's individually. Chick and I, well, we just had lunch. I mean, Chick and I get together probably the most. Chris, I've gone to movies with Christy. Tom and I go to lunch a fair amount. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kim asks, describe the perfect date night.
Oh, that's interesting. Probably, grab some dinner at, well, of course. And
this is what we've been preparing
right.
for.
I love movies, but that's not a great date night. So going somewhere where you can see something but talk at the same time, like a museum or, a park or something. Miniature golf is always fun just because it's like you can be silly and sort of like competitive, which is kind of fun on a first date, and then but still have plenty of time to chat.
Tony asks, is Chick really that antisocial?
Yes. And Chris and Bailey are laughing because they know that it's the correct answer.
Right. God love him. Philippe asks, what's the next movie you plan to see?
Oh, to see? Either the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, Phantom Thread, or The Post. I want to see The Commuter because... That new Liam Neeson thing, because I've heard really great things and I've heard terrible things. So I always like watching movies like that that are sort of divisive.
Someone keeps asking how many hours in the day you work.
So I'll get up around 4:30 and then I roll in here anywhere between 5:58 and 5:59. And then, so I'm on the air for a little over 4 hours, and then I will usually do some stuff here in the office for, what would you guys say? Typically at least a half an hour, sometimes longer.
Yeah, Josh of the four on-airs, it's between you and Tom who sticks around the longest. I mean, you're here some days till noon or one.
Yeah, I mean, there have been Bailey and I have been here till 7 p.m. before
right.
the time, so.
It's a very, like... The job ebbs and flows.
Yeah, I would say on average, any given week, 25 to 30 hours.
Kim asks, have you bought any more furniture for your apartment yet?
Yes, I did get a couch.
Okay. Tanner, what do your brothers think about you being on the show?
They love it. Because they were also fans growing up as well, and... They're super excited about me doing it, and they particularly love Tom's fat jokes about me, or anytime I'm being made fun of, they love it. So,
what's your favorite memory being on the Bob and Tom show? Nicholas asks.
Maybe the first time I was a guest, I told a joke, and Tom had he was still in a sling. He had his accident, and he was still in a sling. And I told a joke, and he laughed super hard, and he started clapping, even though it hurt him. And off the air, he told me, that's the first time I've clapped since I've had my accident. And I just remember being thrilled.
That's cool. Brody asks, when are they going to give you your own computer instead of making you look like a guest every day?
Oh, that's a pretty common question. They have. Tom gave me my own computer, and it's in my office. The reason I don't have it in the studio is because I would get too distracted, and if I really need to look at something, I'll just look it up on my phone. But they did give me a computer, and I chose not to bring it in here.
Regina asks, why am I spending my lunch hour watching this?
That's a fair question, Regina. I would say go back to doing anything else.
Brian, have you been writing or making another movie?
Yeah, I'm writing all the time. So I whether or not the another one will get made. I'm not too sure, but yes, I'm currently rewriting a horror comedy script that I've been working on for a little bit.
Melody asks, have you seen Jumanji?
No, I haven't. It looks fun, though. I'd like to see it.
Alan wants to know, do your balls hang low?
I cannot tie them. They don't swing to and fro, and I cannot tie them in a bow. But I would say, I guess it depends on the temperature.
Ryan wants to know, how much do you edit yourself when you were angry and want to say off-the-wall things?
Oh, that's a great question. Not as much as I should. I'm going to say, let's say if there are 10 things that make me angry, I edit myself 2 out of the 10 times.
Just a few more questions. How has working on the show substantially helped your career as a stand-up, Don asks?
Oh, people are now coming to see my shows, coming to see me as opposed to just going to see a comedy show. And it's really new for me. Before I started the show, I was primarily a feature act, which means there would be an MC who would do 10 or 15 minutes, and then the feature act would do 25 to 30, and then the headliner would come up. And I was primarily a feature act, and I would headline off weekends, meaning certain holiday weekends or off nights, like a Thursday. And so now I can go headline a place, and folks will actually come out to see me as just, hey, you guys want to go to the comedy club? They're like, oh, you want to go see Josh Arnold? So that's super new for me, but it's a lot of fun because audiences who know you tend to be a little more forgiving or generous. Jokes that I would tell before the show, before I was on the show, would sometimes not hit as hard as they do now because people in the audience know me better than people who have only heard me talk for 15 minutes. I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Andy asks, did you go to college? And if so, what did you major in?
I did. I went to Webster University in St. Louis. It was sort of this private liberal arts school, and I majored in media communications with an emphasis in script writing. And I also majored in English with emphasis in playwriting, and I got bachelor's in both of those.
Donna, when did you know you were in the running for a permanent spot, and do you know who else was up for the seat?
I don't know who else was up for it. I know that I never really knew that I was in the running. I had a feeling I might be when I was being asked back repeatedly.
Brandon wants to know, is the show helping you get laid?
Yeah. I mean, I guess more exposure to people, the more chances you have of getting laid. So,
Darren asks, what is one of the greatest books that has helped you further your career that you would recommend?
On Writing by Stephen King is the best book about writing anything. So, you know, obviously he's famous for writing novels, but that book is the greatest writing book. And then Blake Snyder's Save the Cat is the best script writing book I've ever read.
Ira, I just want to thank you for making the show as good as it is.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Ira. People have been very, very welcoming to me, and for the most part, super kind. And that really does mean a lot to me, because first and foremost, I'm a fan of the show, and I want only the best for it. So, if I can do anything to help that, I'm more than thrilled to.
Speaking of kind, Jeff asks, did Pixar ask for your permission before they put you in Toy Story?
No, and I wasn't really, I didn't even consider the fact that I looked so much like that character until I came on the show and Christy Lee pointed it out. That must have been 5-6 years ago. And it's been a running joke ever since, but it is pretty uncanny at times.
Michael, I'll kind of ask this a different way. What do you do if you don't like a guest?
That's so rare. But you know what I do, and this is kind of what I do in when it comes to anything. If I don't like something, or someone, I I just remember that there are plenty of people out there that do like that person or that do like whatever is I may not like. And I just do my best to respect that. Like, it's just because I don't think someone's funny or I don't think someone's nice doesn't mean that they're not a great person and that a ton of other people don't think they're funny. So I just, you know, I just remind myself of that and I don't know if at worst I get indifferent to that person, but otherwise, you know, like I said,
you're a very agreeable person. I just, you're not the type of person who doesn't like somebody generally.
No, I mean, that's because everybody comes from a different place and you never know what somebody might be going through. I guess what I'm talking about is if somebody's rude or if somebody's in a mood, you don't know where they're coming. So it's like, why would I get upset? You know, I don't know. I would rather promote positivity than not.
All right. Maddie asks, what's your opinion on aliens?
I like to believe that they're out there. I'm fascinated by that stuff. Okay. If you're asking about the James Cameron movie, I think it's great.
Final question comes from Dean Metcalf. Will you get him some coffee?
Yes, I will. Yeah. Decaf or you want sugar? Just black? Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Anything else?
Nope, that's it. At that Josh Arnold on Twitter.
I'm getting it.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.